the key to successful farming. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Over the last several years, the dairy industry has been one of the most volatile markets, with upswings and downswings, but somehow farms have been able to hold on. One of those success stories is King Farms in Piney Flats, Tennessee.
There's challenges in everything in a man's farming these days. You're seeing these high fuel prices, and your products that you're buying is going up, and what you're selling is going down. It's making it hard to make ends meet, but you just got to keep working and managing for everything you're worth, or saving this, or cutting down this, and as long as you can keep doing that, you'll be okay.
John King is the eighth generation to farm on his family's land, where they milk 200 cows and farm 800 acres in East Tennessee. He says there are challenges in all things, but one of the keys to success is management.
In the dairy industry, you got to be real clean milking cows. And you got to do a good managing job in whatever you do. We're doing a good job around the farm. We could do a better job. We're loading feed, not wasting so much. But we don't waste a lot now. But, every little bit helps. You might be 50 cents lost here and there. And 50 cents over time adds up to dollar bills. And we could cut costs a little bit more, I think.
Ann King says there isn't anything he would rather do than farm his family's land. And he hopes one day he can pass on the farm to children of his own.
Love it. We was at church one time, and this preacher was preaching, and he said, kids these days, all he wants is a PlayStation or a TV. I sat there and thought a minute, and I walked up to him, preaching was over, and I said, preacher, I said, you can give me 5 more cows and another good tractor, and I'd be tickled to death. Yeah, I love this. Wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Now King is one of 21 county Young Farmer winners up for the Young Farmer of the Year award that will be announced later this month. More to come from these outstanding young farmers in the coming weeks. This is Melissa Berniston for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.